And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A on radio and covering a whole lot of space on the big world wide web, live streaming on places like X, YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, and our website, rightsidemedia.org. And then all you podcasters, 356,000 downloads of the podcast thus far of the show. Wherever it is you catch this show, you mean the world to us, and we appreciate you. And I just want you to know the only reason why we get behind the mic at all is because of y'all. So thank you very much. Listen, I'm bringing on somebody right now who is a friend of the show. He's been on many times. Congressman Gary Palmer is the founder of the Alabama Policy Institute, where I was actually on staff for a period of time now. You hear from Stephanie Smith quite often. She calls into the show. But Congressman Palmer now serves Alabama's 6th Congressional District in D.C., and he is on the phone as we speak. Congressman Palmer, how are you doing?
I'm good, Phil. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for making time for us. Listen, government shutdown started last night. What's going to happen with this? How long is it going to go on, do you think? And what do you know?
Well, I don't know how long it's going to go on. Just depends on Chuck Schumer, really. And it's interesting that, you know, in past situations like this, Schumer's always said that this is the last thing we should do that's harmful to the country.
Right.
Yet, I think he's doing it because he feels pressure from AOC on all this. I think he's worried that she's going to primary him, and there's some suggestion that maybe we should be negotiating directly with AOC instead of Schumer. But I really think this is about his political future more than anything else, because what they're asking for, as you probably know by now, Phil, is totally ridiculous.
No, it really is. And the things they're asking for are they passed this same CR back in March, and it's not any different. It's level funding based on what was already there that they had previously approved.
Well, it's the funding levels that were passed and signed into law by the Biden administration that they supported. Which, you know, I'm not crazy about CRs, but what we're trying to do is give the appropriations committees in the House and Senate a little bit more time to get us actual appropriations bills. We've done our job on the House side. The Senate's the problem because they can filibuster these spending bills, and that's what Schumer's got them doing. Although he's lost three Democrats already. We need four more to come over so that we can break this impasse and move the bill to the floor. We may need eight because Rand Paul has indicated that he might not vote for it, but I think we'll work through that.
Well, I would hope so. Right now, my understanding is the Senate has left town and not due back for several days. So we know we're going through the end of this week, I guess, at that point, right?
Yeah, I think they may come back over the weekend. This is the Jewish holiday, Yom Kippur, and so that's why they, out of respect for that holiday, they decided to stop the voting and let everybody go home for that. But we're going back Monday, and we're going to go back to work in the House. And let Schumer continue his shutdown over there, and Hakeem Jeffries has a role to play in this too. He's worried he's going to lose his leadership position because he honestly hasn't done a very good job. And I think the Democrats have really painted themselves in a corner with this. Again, going back to, they're asking us to increase spending by $1.5 trillion.
Yeah.
When one of the main points of the One Big Beautiful Bill was to try to reduce spending. I know people have been told that we increased the deficit by $3 trillion, but that's only because the Democrats are putting it out there that we were going to let the tax cuts from 2017 expire, and there was no way we were going to do that. That they were saying that that would bring in another $4.5 trillion in revenue if we let the tax cuts expire, and with our bill, we only increased revenues by $1.5 trillion. I know I'm nerding out on your audience, but I think most of your listening audience are really smart and good at math. But that's where they come up with this $3 trillion.
And yeah.
So what they're doing here is, even after accusing us of that, think of the hypocrisy of making that accusation against us and then they want to add another $1.5 trillion. Again, it just exposes how reckless they are and how it's just politics.
Yeah, I would agree. And you know, I've got a one of the biggest beefs I know, and I've seen the talking points that the Speaker's office put out about this situation, is that the Democrats are also seeking the opportunity to ensure that illegal aliens can have access to Medicaid dollars. The liberal media is working avidly to deny that this is even a thing, that it can't be real because federal law does not allow for that to happen, except that I've got a copy of a statement put out by the Center for Medicaid and Medicaid Services, CMS, earlier this year that said they are having to increase their oversight on certain states because they have been doing this. We know that California does it. California, exactly. Yeah. Can you explain to our audience a little bit about how they're working the system to try and get money to illegals?
Well, in the One Big Beautiful Bill, we made it illegal. We took away funding, Medicaid funding for people who are not here legally. And what the Democrat funding proposal that they're trying to that they're pushing out, it would be nearly $200 billion in spending just on illegal immigrants and other non-citizens over the next decade. Bill, that's enough money to fund the Children's Health Insurance Program for the same time period.
Yeah.
And they do this by repealing the provisions in the Working Families Tax Cuts Law, that One Big Beautiful Bill, that, you know, we impose work requirements on able-bodied adults with no dependents under 14. And all we ask them to do in order to stay on Medicaid is to work 20 hours a week. You probably work that many hours in 2 days with what you do.
Right.
Or volunteer for 20 hours a week. But that's going to save us $300-something billion. They're against that. We also are making changes so that people can't be enrolled in Medicaid in more than one state. I don't know. There's 2.8 million people enrolled in Medicaid in multiple states, and some of those are enrolled in a federal health insurance plan that the taxpayers pay the entire amount, Phil. Just cleaning up that mess will save us another $140 billion a year, but they're against that. And plus, we did one. I was just on a call earlier with Russ Vogt, the director of the Office of Management and Budget, and Russ made this point about the $50 billion that we put in totally dedicated to fixing health care in rural areas. And you were in the state senate. You know some of the issues we have in Alabama with women not having access to maternity care, prenatal care, having to drive 2 hours or more to have a baby. And this, and as Russ would put it, this is one of the most significant efforts to fix rural health care that we've ever had. They want to do away with that so that they can provide health insurance at expense of the American taxpayer for people who are not here legally, including the ones who are criminal aliens that ICE is trying to pick up.
Yeah. I don't know how in the world they can make these claims. I know what you said about they're scared of their base and that Schumer's you're worried about AOC primarying him. I get all that. But I also look at this and go, is there any way that they can dodge the idea in the public eye that they are the ones causing the shutdown? Democrats, I mean.
I don't think so, because I think we've been very aggressive in getting out and explaining this to people and literally saying that they want to give taxpayer funded free health care to people who are here illegally and take it away from women living in rural areas who don't have access to an OBGYN, don't have access to a labor and delivery hospital within a reasonable distance from where they live.
Yeah.
I mean, that just shows how little they care about people in the rural areas. They call it flyover country anyway. And then again, to go back and say, talk about that we increased the deficit with the One Big Beautiful Bill, and they want another $1.5 trillion in spending. They're total hypocrites, Phil.
Well, they are, and I've seen the video of Schumer in his early days, and even Hillary Clinton and others saying that you just never do a shutdown. That's bad form. But there's very few that will say it right now. I did see, though, that Senator John Fetterman, who has actually been very surprising in some of the positions he's taken against the party leadership, came out just the other day. I played the clip on the show where he said that he saw this as a bad idea, that if you want to argue policy, he said, go win an election. But you don't argue it on the idea of shutting down your government.
Yeah. And Angus King from Maine, who's technically an independent, voted with us. I think some of these Democrats around the country are realizing that they've been led into a no-win situation by Schumer. And I think he got so much heat for not, last time he threatened to shut the government down, he didn't. And he got so much heat for it. And that's why he feels all this pressure that, AOC's going to run against him. And Jeffries is afraid that somebody's going to run against him for minority leader. And,
I'll be honest with you.
They're imposing this on the people of the country, particularly poor women. The Women, Infant, and Children's Fund that provides funding for people in that category is going to run out in about 7 to 10 days, and our military is not going to get paid. All because they want to grandstand to save their political careers.
Well, in the end, we've got to get them back in so we can get back to the regular order of business. I know that the House did pass its appropriations bills, and three of those have come out of the Senate already. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah. That's like I said, we did our job. We've gotten our appropriations bills out of committee, gotten them through the floor, and we passed the CR to give the Senate more time to work with the House counterparts to come up with the final versions for the appropriations bills, and that we need to get to where we got 60 Republicans in the Senate.
Boy, isn't that true? And that's another thing, by the way. That 60, that's for the procedural vote, if I'm not mistaken. It's still a simple majority to pass the actual bill once you get past the cloture. Am I right?
Yeah, the filibuster.
Well, listen, more to come on this, I know, but I guess a final question for you. Do you expect, I realize we're asking for a date certain, like the CR, if passed, would be coming due again in November. Do you think that the Senate can complete its work and then also the conference committees to reconcile anything between House and Senate and get an actual budget passed by that time?
If the American public responds to this the way that I think they will, and the way they did in the 2024 election, they want to make out like Trump didn't have a mandate. He won all seven battleground states. Mm. There was no question about who won those states. Mm. If the American people will respond and start putting pressure on their members of Congress, and I think when November 21st rolls around, we might be in a much better position than we are right now. So I really encourage people to be letting Schumer and Jeffries and people like that know that, they're not fooling them. The American people understand what's really going on here.
Well, I hope so. I hope that's the case. I mean, I know this audience does. There's a whole lot of what I would call low information voters. And then, of course, Democrats still have their base. But I really do feel like getting back to regular order of business is upon us. I mean, we're looking at it. We actually see, like I said, like you said, the House did its job and the Senate is going to complete it. I look forward to seeing a real budget. In the meantime, I thank you for your time. We got to take a break now, but Congressman Gary Palmer, appreciate what you do and thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me on, Phil. All right, I appreciate it.
Take care now. All right, we'll take a break right now. Ran a little bit long, but that was good. It was worth having. We'll come right back, dive right in. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.